All right, we're doing the last hour of this thing. Quick monologue and we're going to start. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I am doing this at the Lonerland Ballroom. It is roughly the same time we usually do a show. It's a little after 9 on a Saturday night. There are a handful of people still in the room, and I want to thank each and every one of you for being here. Dee, specifically, I want to thank Dee. And Karn. I want to thank Karn. I know you personally. And most importantly, I want to thank Bennett. And it's Bennett's birthday tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please, let's wish Bennett a happy birthday. Thank you, Bennett. Bennett, what's your favorite baseball team? The Cardinals. Fantastic. I actually have a bunch of St. Louis Cardinals baseball cards for you, so I'm going to give you those because it's important to give people gifts. And some of those gifts are baseball cards that you get at a bowling alley. Now, I was at a bowling alley last week because I'm a very important person. Now, Mr. Daywalker's on stage right now, and he's also a very important person. But no offense, Mr. Daywalker, you're not as important as me. Here's why I'm more important than you, because I get invited to VIP bowling alley experiences because I am an influencer. Do you know what that means, Mr. Daywalker?
Not quite.
That means I live in a lie. Instagram is a lie, and I reap its benefits, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Daywalker, I don't know if you've ever gone to an event where they give you literally 100+ ounces of a Moscow Mule, and you have one sip, and you walk away, because that is a power move. That's the world of which I live. It's full of fibs.
Structured realities.
Do you live in a fib reality?
I feel like I try not to.
You don't, Mr. Daywalker. Mr. Daywalker, this is you are the perfect person to close out this final hour of the show, because what you just did was a very good reminder that I no longer miss being in a band. Here's the deal. I enjoy the music that you make. That's why I asked you to do this show. And I used to be in so many bands. And I used to carry so many amps.
Oh my gosh.
And so many drums.
I'm so tired.
You're not, no offense, you're not going to play a long time tonight. Is that correct?
No.
How many songs are you going to play?
Probably 6.
Probably 15. 6 songs in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not that long of a set. It's not nothing. It's much better than an open mic. But let's be realistic. You're not playing for 3 hours.
No.
You brought a giant kick drum.
Yeah.
A snare drum. A moderately sized snare drum. So the snare drum isn't so bad.
Yeah, no, that's average.
And a very large keyboard that looks very heavy.
Oh, yeah. No, this thing's 60 pounds.
60 pounds. You know what I brought? Myself. And it's great. Mr. Daywalker, one day you'll be like me. You'll get invited to VIP bowling alleys, and you'll go, and you'll get hundreds of ounces of Moscow Mules, and you won't even bat an eyelash thinking,
I dreamed of this when I was a boy.
I don't need this. Why do I need this bowling alley? Because sometimes you're there, and the Orioles mascot's there, and you got to get Bennett his birthday gifts,
right,
which are some St. Louis Cardinals baseball cards.
Happy birthday, Bennett.
I'm going to walk away. You're going to play some tunes, and I'm going to enjoy those tunes, if that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to You, Me, Them, Everybody. Please put your hands together for Mr. Daywalker, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings, you all. I hope you're all well on this Saturday. So something stupid happened to me yesterday, Friday night. I guess that's what it was. I was looking at myself in the mirror. I was preparing for the set, and I was like, you know what would be stupid is if I try to play all three of these instruments at once. So I'm going to try singing. I've never done this. Like, I tried the first time today, and it went, yeah, we'll see what happens. So, whatever. Okay, I'm going to stop talking, because every time I start talking at a show, my mom's like, Mama. She's like, Donovan, just stop. Anyways, cool. So I'm going to try and play 6 songs in 15 minutes. I timed myself. I was like, 15. Anyways, all right. Hope you all enjoy. The song's called Tulips. Your roots torn up from the ground, the petals fall without sound. I stem from my limbs, flowers bloom within. I hope your heart stays open and someone calls it home, so that I can stop dreaming that you will call my phone. I kissed your two lips too late. Winds blew them out. Your two lips too late. Nowhere to be found. Your two lips too late. Winds blew them out. Your two lips too late. Nowhere to be found. Your leaves they'll fall at these. While I'm over here pushing daisies, I swear my puck is resting my bite, but still the moss will flock at night. I hope your heart stays open and someone calls it home, so that I can stop dreaming that you will call my phone. I kissed your two lips too late. Winds blew them out. Your two lips too late. Nowhere to be found. Your two lips too late. Winds blew them out. Your two lips too late. Nowhere to be found. We ain't been no more. We ain't friends no more. We ain't friends no more. We ain't friends no more. Don't be sitting at the bottom, going all in the mind. Hop up, wish I could see them swimming in with the tide. Wishing I could fly, holding on a tide. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, you my 14, the one for me. Oh, you my 14. The tall and sweet, oh you my 14. The bump for me, oh you my 14. The tall and sweet, yeah. And my fist on the lips, jade on the smile. I'm between in their kisses, swimming in with the tide, holding on a tide, wishing I could fly. Oh, 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 you my 14, the bump for me. Oh, you my 14, the darling sweet. Oh, you my 14. Bond for me, oh, you're my 14.
Oh, you know you're my 14. You know you're my 14. You know you're my 14. You know you're my 14.
Just want you to feel me. Don't wanna flee me. Just wanna be the real me. Just wanna radiate my light. Me to make the songs of the fireflies, but in the moment you could only see you were hiding out from loving. That's no way to be. But in the moment, but in, you could only see hiding out from loving. That's no way to be. Gotta give love just to feel love, all the way from the sun to the day. I wanna stack the cosmic cord in, seal away through the crystal under. All you gotta do is look through me, see my soul and you'll finally see. Realize there's nothing that you need, realize there's nothing that you need. But in the moment, you could only see you were hiding out from loving. That's no way to be. But in the moment, you see you were hiding out from loving. That's no way to be. All the hope and dreaming you have done lately, your smile is on my mind. So why are you looking down now, baby? Go on and blow my line. But since you came from the other shore, all the love I've got for you in store. Been a while since I felt the touch of another. Baby, won't you be my lover, lover? In the heat or in the snow, my lover, lover always knows. In the sun or in the rain, my lover, lover knows my pain. In the heat or in the snow, my lover, lover always known. In the sun or in the rain, lover, lover knows my pain. And all the sobbing and crying you've done lately, your eyes are in my rhyme. So why are you frowning so hard, baby? Go on, let's FaceTime. But since you came from the other shore, all my love I've got for you in store. Been a while since I felt the touch of another. Baby, won't you be my lover, lover? Hey, in the heat or in the snow,
My lover, love, my snows in the sun or in the rain. My lover, love, knows my pain in the heat or in the snow. My lover, love, my snows in the sun or in the rain. My lover, love, knows my pain. She knows my pain. Let me just be honest with you. First a little afraid. Won't you just stop pouting? Feeling so, so loud and never keen to stay. Let me just talk to you, baby. Cross the boundary room. Why you always trying? Bees and birds are flying. Never keen to stay. Call it rough, wanted some. Peace my mind, peace the ride. Loving you, only for a day or two. Dressed in white, that night. Call it rough, wanted some. Peace my mind, peace the ride. Loving you, only for a day or two. Dressed in white, that night. Oh, oh, oh. Let me just say something to you. Wondering how I am. Am I too much, not enough? Words hurt and call my bluff. I'll get to another night, caught on tears with the fright. Couldn't it be tight, hopping in my ride? Loving you all night, know what's we tongue tied. Looking to see you, all I can see through. Looking to feel you all night. Call it rough, wanted some. Peace my mind, ease a ride. Loving you, only for a day or two. Dressed in white, that night. Call it rough, wanted some. Peace my mind, ease a ride. Loving you, only for a day or two. Dressed in white, the night.
So much.
Yeah. Good. That was a lot.
It seemed like a lot. You okay physically, emotionally,
yeah,
mentally?
I'm good.
I have a little gift for you for playing the show.
Oh, thank you.
The smallest gift possible.
Good.
It's a tiny hand.
Fuck.
I got you a little tiny hand.
Dude,
so
I've been thinking about these. Oh my god.
Why have you been thinking about those?
I don't know. I just think my hands are abnormally large and not plastic enough.
And now you've fixed that problem. Thank you so much for doing the show tonight.
Thanks, sir. Thanks for letting me do this weird thing.
You got a lot of gear to take home.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You could leave it here, but then you don't have all this gear back home. And it seems very expensive and heavy.
Yeah.
So good luck with all that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah.
I'm going to sit down now.
Yeah, no.
Mr. Daywalker, do you have any plugs?
Plugs? Oh. Okay.
Things you'd like to say that people that might follow you on a place,
yeah.
Listen to you at a place?
If you like the things I do, normally I have a band, and it's not just me. This was an insane thing I tried today. But you can follow me on the internet, Mr. Daywalker, mr.daywalker, on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the all the things. I have a website.
Yeah. Mr. Daywalker, it's very easy to find. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mr. Daywalker, everybody. Happy birthday, Bennett. Happy birthday, Bennett. It's important to remember friends' birthdays. It's Bennett's birthday today, so I'm very grateful that we're celebrating together. We got him some baseball cards. If you'd like to get him some baseball cards, feel free to do that. I've been doing this show a very long time, and both literally and figuratively. Tonight, we've been doing it a long time, and one of my friends is on the show tonight. We relate to each other. We're old friends. We look alike. We sound alike. We're the same height. People mistake us for each other. We have similar first names. We definitely have similar last names. Our families are large. I get it. He's my friend. He's soon to be yours. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for D. Ahmed, everybody. D, please come to the stage. You're going to end this thing with me because we're essentially twins. D, we are both wearing watches.
Oh, yeah. We were crushing that, dude.
We got similar watches.
Yeah, Timex, baby.
Oh, that's. I don't have a Timex. Good job with the Timex, though. It's a classic watch.
It is. It's a weekender.
Ooh, fantastic. I like that. D, what is written on your hand?
It was going to be my set list for tonight, mm-hmm. and we both kind of decided.
Fuck that noise.
No, let's not do stand-up. Let's just talk about what I was going to talk about.
Let's go over together.
Okay, fair enough. First things first. I have a niece. She's cool. She's very wide-eyed, innocent, and lovely. And for some very strange reason right now, she thinks being a Republican is a medical condition, like hysteria. That was her words that she used.
Hold on. How old is your niece?
She's like 5.
She's 5 and she knows the word hysteria?
Yeah, it's scary.
Holy
she's
shit.
Way smarter than I thought she was.
That's nice.
It's a little intimidating because she like knows how to manipulate people already.
I don't think... Well, yeah... That's like when you learn how to do it. Like, I want a cookie. What can I do to get the cookie?
No, it's not fair when she's, like, doing things like... I was asleep on my mom's, like, couch, and she walked up to me, slapped me in the side of the head. Mm-hmm. I wake up, and I'm like, what the hell? I try to grab the kid. She runs to my mom, gets behind my mom, and then the fucking kid that gets away with it.
Now, why were you sleeping at your mom's house?
It was after Thanksgiving, man. The itis.
Okay, so that's fair. It's not like you live with your mom still.
No, I have an apartment.
Okay, that's good. That's very good. It's important to have an apartment. So far, we're going through these bits fast and loose. What's the next one?
Next one was going to be I started to realize my new favorite thing to do with white people is go up to them and just say, what's the Big Lebowski? And watch them lose their minds.
Like, perfect, solid.
Like, as soon as they like start freaking out and they're like, what do you mean? You haven't seen the Big Lebowski? What are you talking about? You know, roll it on the Shabbos and all that? And then I just start describing...
Really quick, I just like to say, I love your white people impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
You've nailed us.
Dude, I already sound like it, so I don't give a fuck.
All right.
Yeah, that one, I like that joke. Like,
that's
it
perfect.
It could be good. It
perfect.
Could be all right. I
nothing
think
to workshop there. Next one.
Next one, it's mostly just a story about how my sister decided to be a bitch and do a TED Talk in South Africa advocating for child education. And she only dropped this information at Thanksgiving after people started asking me what I was doing with stand-up. Because she's like, I gotta fucking cut this guy down a notch. Like, he thinks he's gonna be all important and shit in front of the family. No.
Now, is this the mother of the 5-year-old?
No, it was my actual sister that did the TED Talk.
Okay, so the 5-year-old is your niece?
Yeah.
And this is that I'm asking, this is not her child?
No,
no. So you have two different siblings whose child, but that are just like fucking with you. One child is fucking with you, and then the other one is actually fucking with you.
Brandon, we've known each other for years. You know this. My
family's
been fucking with me since I was born. It's terrible.
Do they like you?
I would say that I'm usually their favorite, especially when they reference me, but when I'm actually around, they get sick of me real fast.
Do they, why? Do they not want you to have a big head?
No, I just am sarcastic around them, and guys. Then me being sarcastic means that they have to turn up their ether, and then they're just jerks.
Fair enough, fair enough. What's the next one?
The next one was my niece, she kind of talks like... She kind of like streams consciousness. Like she just has like these shower thoughts that she just throws out randomly.
Okay.
Like she came up to me and she's like, "Do you think if statues came to life, they would want to poop on pigeons?" And I was like, "What the fuck?"
Well, that's a good question. Do you think if statues came to life, they would want to poop on pigeons? Well,
like the fucking Lincoln Memorial is just waiting for the opportunity. Yeah, probably.
Here's the thing. If you're a statue and you could now move, I think indoor plumbing would be the best because you've been outside for so long. It's probably nice to go inside.
I think you wouldn't even care.
I'm going to give up on pigeons. So do you think if statues became sentient beings, do you think they would not feel temperature?
No, I don't think so. They're still rocks, dude.
Okay, so the temperature's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is like an X-Men apocalypse situation.
Sort of.
I'm referencing the villain apocalypse right now.
Okay, yeah, to an extent, you're on point, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Now that we've established that statues will not feel... Yeah, I can see them wanting to shit on pigeons. I think that's a fair thought.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just a funny thing for a 5-year-old to just casually drop in front of you. One, I didn't know she knew how to curse.
Did she say shit or poop?
She said shit.
That's fun.
Kids,
terrifying. Cursing is fun.
Last thing was she said, when pregnant women go swimming, are they essentially human submarines? And I looked at her and I was like, I'm giving you $5 right now because that's my joke now.
Yes.
Like, it's too good.
That's a very good point.
It's amazing.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. She tends to just think a lot of, she just spews out all this stuff and it's adorable, but it's also like kind of scary. Like,
does this make you want to have your own child just in case you run out of bits? You could just have 5-year-olds write for you?
No, in all honesty, I think like being an uncle is 100 times better than being an actual father.
Well, clearly the no responsibility part is probably
exactly.
The top
it's
of
like,
that.
Oh, I feel love and compassion towards this tiny person. They kind of look like me. That's really cool. But I'm going to go and hang out with other people now. I don't have to see you for like the next couple of days. I like that option.
I think it's a little interesting that...
What do you mean?
You like kids, clearly.
I like the ones that are related to me.
Fine. Haywood has children.
Yeah.
Some of the other comics that we know have children. But seemingly the other half, a lot of their material is about how they don't like kids, they never want to have kids, and kids suck. But no one's like calling them out, being like, you know, you were a kid once, man. Like, what the like, what is the problem with this?
It's just it's a normal thing for someone to just be like, hey, I don't like kids. It's
I get
just
it.
Easy. It's like airplane food jokes. Like, it's everyone gets it.
Yeah, I don't understand the appeal of doing it if it's optional. We no longer live in a situation where the majority of people are having kids just because they feel like they have to.
Not anymore.
That's why I don't understand the vitriol. Not the vitriol, but the caring at all about the children thing. Like,
well,
why even mention it?
Well, society shifted. I mean, now it's not exact. Well, okay, maybe 10 years ago, it was a very unconventional thing to just be like, I don't want to have kids when I get older.
You think that was unconventional 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I am positive because my parents had 8 kids.
That's a lot of children.
Fuck yeah.
Are you the youngest?
No, I'm in the middle.
You're the middle.
Yeah, it's. Hence comedy.
Do you do you wish that you had fewer siblings?
All the fucking time.
Really?
I like all of my siblings, don't get me wrong, but I would have loved if my parents just had they stopped at me.
So you'd be the youngest.
If I was the youngest, then I'm number 5, so then they would have 5 kids,
you'd
so it's still a lot of
5.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, man, it's not fun. I'm the oldest of the younger half. So.
Do they pressure you to have children?
All the goddamn time.
But your siblings have children. How many grandchildren do your parents have?
Right now, 3, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure 3.
And they would, in theory, like to have 20?
They would want 50 grandkids if they could. They're like, we did the math, 8 times 8. Like, we know how many kids that we're going to need. Like, that's what they think.
They want 64 grandchildren.
Yeah, they do.
That's too many.
I've told them that on more than one occasion.
Okay. In a way, I think it's a smart thing. They're probably, somebody in theory will take care of them in their old age. That's very smart. That's very nice.
What, like an insurance policy or some shit?
That's
what kids
that's
are?
A lot of that is exactly what a lot of times the kids are. And I think the more that you have, the easier it becomes, in a way.
I guess. I mean, they're kind of on autopilot by the time I came around. And I don't know. They got the best out of some of us. I'm pretty happy about it, I
Are
guess.
Are you the best? What about the younger siblings, the three underneath you?
Well, all of the girls are, like, these really smart, beautiful, successful women. Like, and the guys are one side of the spectrum. It's like one brother is kind of an idiot, and then another brother is kind of just like a old working class dude, and then me, who's kind of like a goofball.
How old is old?
He's like 38.
Okay, so what is the age range for the children?
It's like he was the oldest, so 38. He's like 38, and the youngest is like 25.
Okay, so they had 8 kids within 13 years?
Something like that, yeah. Some of us are almost Irish twins, man.
That's what I'm wondering, okay.
Yeah, me Jesus and my Christ. Brother are separated by 15 months, and my older sister and I are separated by 13 months.
It's a lot of children.
It's too much. It's gross. Can't imagine.
I mean,
no.
And you have no plans to do any of this?
No, not really.
Good for you.
Dude, I'm just happy that I'm going on dates again.
How is dating in Washington, D.C.? I know these are like the most hack questions, but it's very late. I've been doing this for a really long time. Sorry.
I don't know what has happened. I don't know if I've gotten more attractive or women have just slowly lowered their expectations, but it's great right now.
How so?
Well, I got to go on a lot of dates recently, and they've all been like very fun. And the interesting thing is the dates, like, you find out about who they had dated before slightly. Like, they'll drop like little hints about people. And when they do, you find out, like, how whack their ex-boyfriends are, which is hilarious.
You got any good anecdotes about that?
One dude, apparently real big into swords, so much so that he was an instructor as a sword guy. That was her ex.
Hey, you make your passion, you make your hobby, your life, your career. It's a good decision, maybe?
Not really. He also lived with his mom, and he was, like, mid-30s.
Listen, I'm not going to knock anybody that likes swords because swords are safer than guns. So I'm going to take that every single time.
Sure.
Hold on really quick.
Yeah, what? What's up?
Are they gone?
Hold on.
Are they gone?
I think so.
Okay, here's the thing. It's an optional show. You're not forced to be here, right?
Oh.
You're not forced to be here. You're wonderful people, and I want to thank you two
for
being you.
Guys
you guys are great. Thank you. There's a thing on every single table, and for the listener at home, you can't see this, but there's a thing on every single table, and it's literally like, hey, this is what you're here for, or not here for, we totally get it. If you want to go outside, there are literally places to go. It says on here, like, you can go outside. You can go outside, because it's also free show, so you really fuck off. No offense, you're great, I love you so much, I love you.
True.
And then it's like, I get it. If you really, really, really need to talk, there's like, you go in the back, kind of, but like, is anything that important? Literally, the side. Or downstairs, you know, there's literally another floor. But the fact that they're like, we gotta come. And we got to make sure that everyone knows that we are on a blind date. And then at one point, they literally read this, and then they left and got louder. And then once you and for the people listening at home, I'm referencing the piece of paper with all the instructions on it. Then they got a little louder. And then when they got louder, I realized, because I used to be a doorman, I'm very smart, saying anything would only escalate. It would only make it worse. There's literally no way to make this better except to kill it, and there's really no way to kill it except to say leave. But you can't kick someone out for conversing. You know what I mean? It's this weird other. And also, like, I don't want to fuck over Bennett, who's bartending, because they might have a check to settle. So it's this weird, like, you can't really say anything, but, like, you're staring, I'm staring, but we're not staring because that makes it even weirder because it escalates. Thank you for sticking through with that. I really appreciate it. And more importantly, the fact that I was like, are you gone? And I don't know you. And you're like, we're on the same fucking page makes me realize I'm not crazy. I've been doing this a long time. Not crazy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're cool. Anyways.
Yeah, so blind dates are fun.
Yeah, whatever. So here's the thing. Would you go? I don't know if you're on a date. I don't need to know your life. You do whatever you want. I think they were on a date, though. So I'm going to talk about them specifically. I guarantee you they come back up here just because I'm talking about it. Thank you. If they're on the date, why are you here? Like, I don't get that. Like, I understand if you're on a date, why you're here, totally. But if you're on a date trying to get to know someone, I would want to go with you. We can openly converse. I also would never want to be on a second floor with somebody on a date. Because if this thing really sucks, I'm on a second floor with somebody. I want an easy exit. Downstairs, there's two exits. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. There's literally a Mr. T. Hey, that's a fun thing. There's Mr. T, and I'm out the door in the back. Or here's Mr. T, and I'm out the door in the front. Here, it's like there's one fucking exit. Mm-hmm. We're on the second floor. You're literally talking over people talking into microphones. Optional. It's all optional. I don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm married. Maybe that's why I don't understand how dating works. No. Okay, so it's just like tact. And I don't think this is a cultural thing either. Ooh. I think this is a universal thing. Like, why would you do that? I'm not angry. It sounds like I'm angry. I sound manic. I'm more confused. Thank you. Yeah. I don't get it. Like, what joy are they getting? Okay? So, like, they don't know the show. Fine. I get that. But then they literally see the thing. Oh, we're at a show. Okay. Do you want to watch the show? No, I don't want to watch the show. Totally get that. There's another floor. Or.
Sorry, this is just funny watching you get angry.
Or. They're like, I totally want to watch the show. Then if you watch the show, what the fuck are you talking? I don't get it. What are we doing? Now, I understand going to the movie theater and talking shit about the product that we are enjoying. Here's why. Number one, I paid my money. Fuck you. I'll do whatever I want, even though it might disrupt others. I kind of understand that. I don't agree with it, but I understand. Number two, this could be fucking garbage. Number three, they're not real people. We're fucking real people. What is going on? We're not screening a student film, and even if we were, people made that goddamn thing. Just leave. It's fucking easy. I don't get it. Now,
I hope they get married.
I don't think they were drunk.
No, they were sober.
They seemed sober.
Yeah.
I don't think they were high. And trust me, based on today's show, every other fucking person has been high. I understand how to not to tells now. Good on you. I get it. What the fuck is the other reason? What kind of substance would put you there? I don't think it's a substance. I think it's pure narcissism.
Center of attention? Like.
But you're not the center of attention because we're looking at people. Her and I are looking. Other people are looking. But they're not the center of attention. Is it the desire to be the center of attention without actually being the center? Is that the thing? It's going on right now, isn't it? Oh, you're great. Thank you so much. Well.
Yeah, this is great.
We've just peaked, and I don't want to say anything right now because, you know, if I get into a fight with them, I'm okay with it. Not you. You guys are great. Thank you for being here. But if something happens, if somebody says, what am I supposed to say? I literally wrote a goddamn manifesto, put it on fucking tables. It's there. The bartender knows what's going on. You know what's going on. I feel like I've now crossed over. I might be making you feel uncomfortable, and I'd like to apologize for that. That was never my intention. My intention was to give baseball cards to Bennett, and I've done my job. That's all I've ever wanted to do was to give away Topps baseball cards to a bartender who was celebrating his birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Bennett.
I did my job. D, what's your favorite baseball team?
It used to be the Yankees, but then it became the Nats, only because there wasn't any other teams.
Great. We are out of those, so you get all the rest of the cards because I don't want to take these home. So there you go. There's a bunch of baseball cards from a bunch of teams. We were out of Yankees. We gave those away in the first hour because the Yankees are quite popular.
Oh, okay.
Your actual gift is a book that I read, Terry Crews' Manhood, How to Be a Better Man or Just Live with One. Terry Crews, one of the hottest bods.
Absolutely.
Funny man.
Very funny dude.
He's currently the host of America's Got Talent All-Stars. He had a role in The Expendables.
Yes. He had an epic role. That was great.
Terry Crews, also part of the Me Too movement on the right side of history.
Yeah.
So that's why I gave that to you. I read it last year. I enjoyed it to a point, and I think you'll enjoy it to a point as well.
You always get me interesting
books. Not a perfect book. Clearly a fluff piece that was released before the Me Too movement and then got reprinted because for some reason it became in vogue to talk about assaults as much. And Terry Crews is one of the very, very few straight men that have talked openly about it. And he's a great guy. That's it. There's nothing more to say.
I'm sorry. Like, Terry Crews is great and all, but we got to talk about the fact that you always give me very weird books.
The last time D was on the show, I gave him the New Day book. The New Day is a tag team wrestling team. Even though I say tag team, there's actually three of them. And it's a book that WWE released, and I love it because it was clearly not done by the same people that write on the show or care about the show because there's a bunch of pro-Michelle Obama stuff in the book.
Yeah,
which is
great.
Interesting.
There was a bunch of hairstyles I think he was pulling off in the book where he was talking about his hair.
I think it's a perfectly normal book to give a friend.
Well, that one was fine. I was okay with that one, but the one before that, Do you remember that one?
No, I've given away literally 36 gifts tonight. I don't remember.
You gave me a graphic novel about, like, child suicide.
Yep, I did that. I did give you that.
And it was real dark, and I was real confused, and then you said, Merry Christmas, and that was the weirdest part.
Was it Christmas time, number
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it was.
Then that's the inappropriate thing to say to somebody to give when you give a gift. And number two, maybe I don't want you to kill yourself. Did you ever think of that? Maybe I want you around for a very long time because we're friends.
I didn't think that you were worried about me.
Well, apparently I was, and the only way to get it through to you was in graphic novel form.
Thank you.
Now, you can't leave the bar until I leave the bar because all of my faculties are technically still here, but they've definitely been diminished. I've had a total of one beer over the course of 11 hours, but now that I know I've talked a lot of shit, and I stand by everything, and I don't want to apologize, but at the same time, I don't want to certify, but you know how things go, we're at a bar. You can't leave.
Okay.
Until we leave together.
Fair enough.
Because we are friends.
I guess.
Because I gave you a Terry Crews book. That's what friendship is, everybody.
Thank you very much, Brandon.